Do to God your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Do to God your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In our last episode, we explored the detrimental effects of malice, which nullifies good deeds. And we delved into its consequences as well. Additionally, we also learned about its remedy. Today, we're going to talk about a destructive action for our good deeds. And the topic is curse of prohibited earnings, meaning curse of haram earnings. We will listen how haram wealth, prohibited wealth, destroys good deeds and what are its disadvantages. In addition, we'll discuss halal earnings as well. But first, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated in Al-Qawl al-Badi that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that the one who encounters a problem should recite durood upon me in abundance, because reciting durood upon me averts suffering and calamities. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Almighty created humanity for His worship and bestowed upon them beautiful principles and laws to guide their lives, so that they live in accordance with them and become grateful servants of Allah Almighty. Similarly, Allah Almighty fixed sustenance for His creation. Now, it is necessary for a human that he works hard to seek his sustenance and tries to attain it. Hence, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And from His mercy, He has made the night and the day for you, that you may rest therein and seek His grace respectively, and that you may express gratitude. Allah Almighty created mankind for His worship and granted them exquisite principles and laws to navigate their lives, with the aim that they may live harmoniously in accordance with these principles and become grateful servants of Allah Almighty. Now, this is stated in Tafsir Tabari. The wisdom behind this mercy upon you is that you should admit the right of Allah Almighty over you. Because of this, acknowledge His oneness and show gratitude to Him by worshipping Him alone. Moreover, Allah Almighty defined the boundaries of what is permissible, meaning halal, and forbidden, meaning haram for humanity, containing profound wisdom. Yet, despite this, ignorant individuals forsake lawful earnings, succumbing to their desires and their influence of shaitan, thus transgressing these limits and engaging in prohibited actions. To fulfill their desires and get the temporary delights of this mortal world, they displease the Creator and do not hesitate to earn haram at all. Earning haram wealth is a major sin, and this is such a sin which also voids the other good deeds of a person. My dear viewers of Madani channel, haram earnings void good deeds. Hence it is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, on Judgment Day, some people will be presented who will have good deeds equal to Mount Tihama, but when they will be brought, Allah Almighty will declare all those good deeds void and they will be thrown into hell. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason behind this? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, they used to offer salah, fast, pay zakah and perform hajj, but when a haram thing was presented to them, they would take it. Hence, Allah Almighty declared their good deeds void. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see how cursed haram wealth is, that on Judgment Day, the prayers, fast, zakah and hajj of people will be wasted? In this place, this point is also worth thinking, that in the hadith, the major actions are mentioned, which are absolute fard and are counted as the pillars of Islam, meaning salah, fasting, zakat, and hajj. When these basic deeds are voided, what else will remain with a person? What good deeds will be presented in the court of Allah Almighty on Judgment Day? When the basic good deeds are wasted, what will be worth of other good deeds? We learn that the curse of eating and earning haram can throw a person into the depths of hell. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is safe is that we should refrain from haram earnings to safeguard our good deeds. Allah Almighty prohibits earning wealth in a haram way and says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Translation from Ganzul Irfan, O you who believe, do not consume the wealth of one another unlawfully. In this verse, the unlawful way means the way of earning wealth which Sharia declared haram. For example, attaining wealth through interest, theft, gambling, false oath, false advocacy, dishonesty, and usurpation, and the earning through singing and music are all under incorrect methods and are haram. Similarly, using one's own wealth in an incorrect way, meaning spending it on sins and disobedience, is also included in it. Obtaining wealth through unlawful means is strictly prohibited, meaning haram, encompassing various such actions such as plundering, theft, gambling, usury, bribery, false testimony for financial gain, unjust judgments by judges, dishonest legal representation, exploitation of orphans, widows, or the impoverished, fraudulent activities, earnings from prohibited entertainment like plays, movies, or music, returns from illicit actions or items, and begging without proper religious permissions. Engaging in any of these activities is considered forbidden and leads one towards hell. May Allah Almighty enable Muslims to eat halal sustenance and refrain from haram. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Almighty has forbidden earning through unlawful means without prescribing a specific limit for earning through lawful ways, meaning there's no limit of how much halal you can earn, but earning haram is forbidden. So now one should ask, why does a person still opt for forbidden earnings, jeopardizing lifetime of good deeds? Shouldn't they fear the potential wastage of their virtuous acts due to ill-gotten wealth? Pursuing haram earning contradicts religious laws and goes against ethical principles. It's neither morally acceptable to unlawfully seize someone's wealth nor to coerce it from them. From a logical standpoint, this is also inconsistent with the principles of Islam for a Muslim. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this place, the worth thinking point is that Allah Almighty took the sustenance of His creation on His generosity and declared it in the Holy Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and there is no moving creature on earth except that its sustenance is upon Allah's bestowal, and He knows its abode and its place of being deposited. This verse does not mean that providing sustenance is wajib upon Allah Almighty. Rather, it is His generosity that He provides sustenance. This is His benevolence. When the sustainer is Allah Almighty, and everyone will get only what is destined for him. In fact, from the birth of a person to his death, he cannot get a single grain more or less than what is destined. Rather, he will be given exactly what is destined. Then a person should seek it through halal way, not haram way, because by earning in a halal way, sustenance will not decrease, nor will it increase by earning in a haram way. Rather, the person will be given exactly what is destined. Despite this fact, using haram ways to earn wealth is foolishness and voids good deeds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that haram earning voids good deeds and also heard that earning haram is not correct in any way. Now let's analyze the disadvantages of haram earning and what and how many disadvantages it contains with respect to the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the people who earn haram definitely waste their good deeds. At the same time, they also ruin the hereafter and get themselves included in the list of those who deserve Jahannam, who deserve hell. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty has prohibited paradise for the body that is nourished through haram food. It is mentioned in Muqashifatul Qulub that when a haram morsel reaches the stomach of a person, every angel of the earth and the heavens will curse him as long as the morsel remains in his stomach. And if he meets his death in the same state, he will enter hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Almighty voids the good deeds of those who earn haram and eat haram and does not answer any of their supplications, any of their du'as, though however great worshippers they are. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person who goes on a long journey. He has messy hair and a dusty body, and he stretches out his hands towards the sky and is calling out, O Lord, whereas his food is haram, his drink is haram, and his dress, his clothing is haram, then how will his supplication be answered? Sayyidina Ubad Khawas rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, once Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam passed by a place. He saw a person engaged in making supplication while weeping emotionally with his hands stretched out. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed him. Then he asked, O my merciful and generous Lord, why are you not answering the supplication of this bondsman of yours? Allah Almighty sent down a revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. O Musa, if this person weeps so much that he breathes his last and stretches out his hands so high that they touch the sky, even then I will not answer his supplication. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, O my Lord Azza wa Jal, what is the reason behind this? He replied, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he eats haram, wears haram, and there is haram wealth in his house. My dear viewers of Madani channel, shaitan will probably cause a satanic whisper to those who earn haram. Just earn whatever you can from anywhere now. Then later, spend some of this wealth in the path of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will bless you with goodness. This satanic whisper has been dispelled in a hadith that the charities of the one who earned haram are not accepted. The good deeds that are performed through haram wealth are not accepted either, because Allah Almighty is pure and accepts only pure wealth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who earns haram wealth and then gives charity, it will not be accepted. And if he spends it, there will be no blessing in it for him. And if he leaves it behind, it will be the provision of hell for him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, O Sa'ad, purify your sustenance, you will become mustajabu da'wat. I swear by the one in whose power the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, when a person puts a haram morsel in his stomach, none of his actions is accepted for 40 days. And the person whose flesh is nourished through haram, fire is much better for him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, no matter how much haram wealth a person accumulates, a day will come when he will have to leave all this wealth in the world and leave the world empty-handed. Neither a shroud contains a pocket, nor does a grave contain a safe. The light of pious deeds will brighten the grave, not the glitter of gold and silver. The wealth is mortal and a temporary shade. Today, it is with one person. Tomorrow, it is with another person. And the day after tomorrow, with someone else. A wealthy person today can be a penniless person tomorrow, and a penniless person today can become a wealthy person tomorrow. Then why should we displease our Lord because of temporary things like haram wealth? Therefore, we should think about our wealth and resources today and right now and fear that they might contain haram. And if there is haram, perform repentance at once and get rid of the haram wealth. Haram wealth is not going to save us. It is going to get us in even deeper trouble. And if you have spent haram wealth, even then you should perform repentance and act upon the following way. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are two forms of haram wealth. One is the haram wealth which is attained by theft, bribes, usurpation, and other similar sources. The person who gets such wealth does not become the owner of his wealth at all. According to religious laws, it is obligatory for him to give it back to its actual owners. If the actual owner is no longer alive, he should give it to his inheritors And if he does not find any of them, he should give it in charity without an intention of reward. Another form of prohibited wealth is acquired through illegitimate means, granting impure ownership to the individual. Such wealth is obtained through invalid transactions such as usury, meaning interest, or charging money for shaving or trimming the beard. Because according to Ahnaf, charges for this are not permissible. There is a similar ruling about this, but the difference is that it is not obligatory to give it back only to its actual owner or his inheritors. Rather, he can give it to a poor person without an intention of reward. However, it is better to return to its owners or his inheritors. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is essential to earn wealth through lawful means. However, it's prudent to earn only what is necessary, as we will be answerable for our lawful earnings. On Judgment Day, no one will be able to shoulder the burden of our accountabilities. Imam Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Alayh, writes in the third volume of Ihya al-Ulum, on Judgment Day, a person will be brought who earned haram wealth and spent it on a haram place. It will be ordered, take him to hell. Another person will be brought who earned wealth in a halal way and spent it in a haram place. It will be ordered, take him to hell. Then the third person will be brought who earned wealth through haram resources and spent it on halal place. It will be ordered, take him to hell. Then the fourth person will be brought who earned wealth through halal sources and spent it on halal place. He will be ordered, wait, maybe you showed deficiency in a fard while seeking your wealth. You do not offer salah on time and showed deficiency in its ruku and prostration and wudu. He will say, O Allah Almighty, I earned wealth in a halal way and spent it in a permissible place and did not miss any of your faraid. It will be said, maybe you showed arrogance out of your wealth or felt proud of your conveyance or clothing before others. He will say, O my Lord, I did not show arrogance, nor did I display pride. It will be said, maybe you usurped someone's right, which I commanded you to fulfill, meaning the rights of your relatives, orphans, destitute people, and travelers. He will say, O my Lord, I did not do that. I earned wealth in a halal way and spent it in a permissible place and did not miss any of your faraid. I did not show arrogance, nor did I usurp anybody's right. I fulfilled the right which you commanded me to fulfill. Then all the people will come and argue with him and say, O Allah Almighty, you granted him wealth and made him wealthy and ordered him to give it to us and help us. Then if he gave it to them and did not show deficiency in faraid and did not show arrogance, it will be said, wait. Show gratitude for every bounty which I granted to you, whether it was food, water, or any pleasure. Thus, he will be continuously questioned. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard that even the person who earned halal throughout his life and spent it on halal places will be held accountable so strictly that he will be continuously questioned. The individual who accumulates unlawful wealth throughout their lives or mixes lawful earnings with unlawful ones, thereby squandering their good deeds. Think how they will be held to account for their actions. According to this narration, people who earn haram will directly be sent to hell, and Allah Almighty will keep them in hell as long as He wills. We seek refuge with Allah Almighty from haram wealth and seek safety from it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we delved into the concept of nullifying good deeds through actions such as acquiring unlawful wealth. We explored the drawbacks of earning haram and learned strategies to abstain from it. May Allah Almighty safeguard us from haram earnings and their curses and disadvantages. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.